Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Dickinson, good enough to join us here in foul territory after spending the entire day down in Santa Clara. JD, how are you, man?
It's great to be with you guys. And you know, of all the places we've had the opportunity to do this, this is one of my favorites.
It's not bad.
Beautiful weather, nice evening.
Look, you can be down on both teams coming into this series. You can be down on Bay Area baseball. You can be down on trades. What you can't be down on is a nice day for ball.
No, you can't. And you can't take me away from the Bay Bridge series.
There you go.
Ever.
The man is committed to his craft, or what was it? What are you committed
even
to?
Even if I'm covering football, I'm committed to training camp right now.
He should be committed. He's John Dickinson joining us here live on the field. Let's talk a little bit about Niner camp and what you saw today. And let's, of course, we just heard from Kyle Shanahan, who we all hope is the Shanahaniest of all the Shanahans. Hoyer, let's talk a little bit about his quarterback. I know there's a little bit about some improvement from the backup position, but really this is going to be his team, and if he plays his card right early on, it's going to be his all year long. If he falters early, the talk about Kirk Cousins is going to get louder by the loss.
Yeah, and he looks competent and really confident, I think, more than anything. Brian Hoyer looks the part, like he believes he's a starting quarterback that knows Kyle Shanahan's system. I think that's the biggest takeaway. He can throw the ball at all levels. They throw it to the backs. He can throw the intermediate stuff. They hit a couple of deep balls today on a day that Kyle Shanahan called the most balanced day in terms of offense making plays and defense making plays in the 11-on-11 periods. I think overall the defense has had the edge, and I know we'll get into that, but Hoyer, it hasn't really been because Hoyer has looked bad, which is a good sign. You want to see your defensive guys making plays, but it's funny in training camp, if one side's making plays and it's against the first team, well, that makes you start to wonder a little bit about your first team on the other end. So Hoyer hasn't really been the guy making a lot of mistakes, though the defense, I think, has had the edge early on in camp. Though Hoyer looks the part of a guy that can do a lot of different things and operate this offense functionally.
A guy who isn't getting first-team reps is Reuben Foster, but he stood out just a little bit. First of all, was today in pads, both sessions?
Today was in pads. They've gone 4 days now. They're actually already up to their first off day, which will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
They went without pads Friday, Saturday, and then yesterday and today they went with pads. They get tomorrow off, and then they kind of start that rotation up again. But, yeah, Reuben Foster, 3 interceptions in the last 4 days, though he's been on the third team. He's been playing the backups. He's picked off Nick Mullins, who at this point is the fourth-string quarterback.
Camp arm.
A couple of times. So it's not like he's picking Brian Hoyer, but he oozes talent.
Good.
You can see talent. And Kyle Shanahan mentioned,
and he had a shoulder issue, too. So if he's getting his arms up there, that means maybe that's a little further in the past than
we just
hope.
He just has a nose for the ball. He really does. And you know, the ball seems to find him, which is a good thing, obviously, for a linebacker and a guy whose future in the league, maybe not this year, but his future is probably going to be a Mike linebacker.
We were talking about the lack of depth and talent, even with the Garcon signing. And look, we know it's going to be a challenged offensive passing game year for the 49ers. And you mentioned that if we're talking about thin position groups, we might as well involve the safeties right now.
Yeah, they're in a little trouble. Jaquaski Tartt, he left practice today with what looked like a rib injury. And that's already with Jimmy Ward, who's going to be the starting free safety. He's already out for a couple of weeks with a hamstring injury. And Eric Reed's day-to-day as well. Eric Reed with an ankle injury. He didn't practice today, though. He was out on the field, you know, kind of yucking it up and cheering on his teammates. It not a minor thing for Reed, but they're down 3 safeties at this particular point in time with Jimmy Ward, who's, you know, if you're going to play that Seattle 4-3 single high, I mean, Jimmy Ward's a really important player moving to that safety position, and he hasn't been able to be out there and won't be able to be out there. They're hopeful he'll be back in about, let's say, 2 weeks, right around the time where they face the Denver Broncos. They're actually going to have a scrimmage, one of those head-to-head scrimmage deals at Levi's with the Broncos and the Niners, similar to what they've done in Denver the past couple of years, and they had one with the Texans at Levi's last year.
Cool. So it's all coming up. Much more training camp news and information can be found on 95.7 The Game. We'll be all over it all training camp long. By the way, can I get a Gio Gonzalez update? Former A was working on a no-hitter. He was four outs away. Just give me an out count. Where is he, Albie?
He's three outs away.
Outs away. There you go. So he's through eight with a no-no. Maybe he's got the arrojos. What did he call the eyeballs? He hit a ball with some eyeballs on it, and he's like, arrojos del diablo.
Ojos.
Ojos del Diablo was Orojos or something else. Thank you. I just got back from Mexico. I should know better than that. How many innings out of Clay Thompson tonight since he is starting for the A's, JD?
At least three. I think he can get you through the order one time. I think, you know, after that it'll be a little tricky, though. I mean, the Giants lineup, not exactly the most potent.
Were you surprised the Giants stood pat and didn't make a move beyond Nunez?
I was a little surprised, other than the fact that they really didn't have a lot that was desirable. So in that respect, it's not maybe as surprising. Eduardo Nunez was the guy that everybody knew was going to go, and he wound up going a couple of days ago. I'm a little surprised that maybe a George Kontos or somebody of that ilk didn't make a move somewhere, but not a lot of desirable pieces for the Giants. They're going to have to make some changes, and maybe they can do it in the offseason.
Hopefully they can. JD, always good to see you, man. Are you going to be up and down at training camps throughout all of your Raiders, Niners?
Yeah.
We'll be talking to you a lot, I've heard, that you're going to be all over the place, and we're looking forward to you being our eyes and ears on the ground.
Yeah, going to be a lot. I'll be at the Raiders tomorrow and then back here tomorrow night, but then the 49ers closing out the rest of the week. And then we'll split it up as camp goes, but we're going to have a heavy 49ers focus early on with Papa and the guys up at Raiders for the rest of this week.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for stopping on by. John Dickinson joining us here. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.